Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Good morning, unless you're Scotty Scheffler. Although it is kind of good because he birdied the first hole. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Broadcasting live from a bar on a happy hour Friday. We love it. We'd love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here up here in Kennesaw, Twin Peaks, like you were saying. As we get living for the weekend, 3 hours till it. Hopefully it don't rain all weekend and everything. We get out and have some good times. But hopefully everybody's having a great, great Friday outside of Scotty Scheffler, who I'm telling you, Buck, normal routine, just sitting there in my chair, got news, got the local news on one TV, got the Sports Center on the other TV, just sitting there. And then the host is like, hold on, we got some breaking news coming. I'm like, what the hell's going on at this time of morning?
Yeah, 6 a.m. Yeah, what's going on?
What the hell's going on? And reports are talking about Scotty Scheffler is arrested. No, I'm sorry. Scotty Scheffler is being detained.
Right.
What the hell? Like, it ain't light out.
Right. Is he coming in?
Is he coming in?
Like, his fatherhood already gotten to him?
Then we got,
like, he can't handle it?
Then my main man, Jeff, gets on there, and Jeff is like, I'm like, Jeff, what the hell Jeff told? Man. Now, like you said in the handoff, the tragedy, that is a tragedy, man. A pedestrian get hit by a shuttle bus is just freaking terrible.
It's incredibly
sad. It's so sad
that happened.
And then you see because you start hearing the story of what happened as far as the traffic, him trying to go in, him trying to turn into the golf course and everything. And then all the other stuff. And how they get him in that damn jumpsuit so fast? That's all I want to know.
Why'd they make him get in the jumpsuit?
I mean, they put it like, they make him squat and cough?
There's no, like, nothing's off the table
nothing,
at this point.
Nothing.
Like, Scotty might be in a gang now. Like, he might have had to join one.
You think he's part of Aryan Brothers?
I don't know which one. I don't know which one he chose. You know what I mean? Like, you got to survive on the inside.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Roxanne!
He might have a boyfriend. I don't know.
You never know, man.
I have no idea what's going on with
Scotty. Oh, man.
But, yeah, like, what I don't understand is how at no point between what Scotty did, and he didn't listen, and he should have listened, and all that, whatever. Like, that happens a lot, by the way. Like, golfers in those cars that you get from the tournament pretty much feel like you can do whatever you want because it's branded and you can see what it is. Guys go through barriers and medians and stuff like that because they're in those cars and generally get away with it. But also, most mornings, a pedestrian doesn't get hit by a car and die. So it was extreme circumstances this morning. But I just don't understand how between them getting him out of the car, realizing he's Scottie Scheffler. Like, at some point, they realize who he is, right? I mean, he's the number one golfer
in the world.
They
asked Jeff. Now, Jeff said, because Jeff Darlington, he's videotaping all this on his phone. They asked, who is this? Who is he now? I didn't hear the response from Jeff. Right. But, yeah.
But at some point, maybe it was in the back of the car. Because I heard that they, at one point, took the handcuffs off him and let him readjust.
Yes.
So at least his swing's going to be all right today. But at that, like, at some point before they left the course, they found out who he was.
Right.
But they were still like, don't care, taking him downtown.
But how he going to say he didn't know he was a policeman? What the hell you thought he was? He got this yellow-ass raincoat on.
But a lot of times at golf events, the volunteers will have –
See, I didn't know that. Now I know.
Like coats like that on
Now Duke I know.
Because they're doing traffic.
Okay.
Right?
Just now I know.
So you can see me.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like, Scottie Scheffler has driven into a million golf tournaments in his life. And I would imagine various times – there's been weird stuff going on at the gate. Again, not like today, but weird stuff where it's like, well, I'm just going to go around because I'm Scottie Scheffler and everyone knows that, and I'm in this car that was given to me by the tournament that all the people working here know what it is, but there was probably more police there than normally would have been because of the fact that someone died this morning.
Yeah.
And he just thought, it's a volunteer.
Yeah.
But that when the guy handcuffed himself to the vehicle, like, hey, Scottie didn't think twice. Scottie drug him for 20 yards.
Dude.
Like, that's a decent-sized chip shot.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
But no,
he
I'm,
is in trouble.
And if you hear me laughing or busting out laughing randomly, it's because golf Twitter is just going – and golf Twitter from people who don't play golf is going crazy right now.
Yes.
And this – I just found my favorite one. Said what did Chef do tweet? Chef was on his way to Valhalla, and somebody said, oh, they killed him because that's where the Vikings go. They want to go to Valhalla.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be one of the mornings, man. But, yeah, it's just the reading of the story and then him getting out and then being able to refocus and get on the on the first tee. You said he birdied the first hole,
right? He started on 10 today
because
they're split tees. And so he starts on 10, par 5. Birdie. No problem. Yesterday, holed out from the fairway on his first hole to make eagle.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll be all right. He's through three. He's one under.
Yep.
Solid.
I mean, he's the best golfer in the world.
Best player in the world. I know who wishes he would have stayed in jail.
Who?
Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Tony Finau, Sahith Tagala, and Tom Kim. All of the guys that are in front of him right now.
Yeah.
Because he's going to catch him, and he's going to beat him. And Scottie Scheffler's going to win a major in the same weekend where he got arrested. What's the funniest score he could shoot? Like, is there a score that has any – I don't know. Like,
I'm going to say
– all the police code stuff is three numbers normally.
I'm going to give him a – oh, man. What did he shoot yesterday?
67.
He'll be 62-ish.
Oh, if he shot 50.
5-0.
Now, that would be pretty good. So that'd be a course record by 12 strokes. Xander Schauffele shot the course record yesterday, by the way. He shot a 62, and he was like, great, let's get Scotty out of here. People were joking around that it was Rory that was actually the cop.
Come on, man.
Rory was like, we got to arrest this man.
Come on, man.
We got to get him out of here.
Come on, man.
But, yeah, man, one of the most unexpected ways to wake up in terms of a sports story. Ever really? Like, I don't ever remember. I remember being on the air that day after Thanksgiving in 2000, whatever it was, when all the Tiger stuff started coming out. It was like, no way. Tiger's been in a car accident. That's really scary. I hope he's okay. Oh, his wife busted him up because she caught him cheating.
Yeah.
Oh wow, he cheated with 700 people. Like, that story continued to get crazier. This one feels like it's pretty close to over.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they decide to do as far as pursuing charges or whatever.
Oh, no, they're going to pursue charges.
Yeah, it's fine, and they can do all that.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you shoot a 65 on the same day you get arrested for a felony?
How about you?
It's pretty good.
I mean, what if they, like, give him community service and he got to clear up the golf course?
That'd be great.
Or something right. Like next year, they move it off.
You know what would be really funny?
What's that?
If Scotty played on Sunday in an orange shirt.
Dude. Oh,
Nike made like an orange shirt for him on Sunday.
But I think
just a V-neck, just an orange V-neck.
He made we in the group chat talking about like monetizing off of it. Like, if you got a T-shirt
company?
Yeah. Dude, if you're a t-shirt salesman in Louisville,
yes.
You get to the print.
Get to the print right now and stand outside the gates.
You
right
could
there.
Sell those for what would you pay for a Scottie Scheffler mugshot t-shirt on your way into the tournament today?
At least $20.
I'd pay $20 for that. Yeah. I might pay $25
now,
for
now
that.
Now, what am I thinking about where they had another situation where somebody had that – Oh, it was the dude there had Tiger's picture
when
on it.
Tiger got
arrested. When Tiger got arrested. People had the I mean, instantly. That was
I wrote the tweet and I deleted it out of respect
for who?
For both Tiger and Scottie Scheffler. But I said, "See, I guess people weren't wrong when they said he's the new Tiger."
Oh my God. What are you scared of?
I'm not scared. Not scared.
What are you worried about?
I don't like people tweeting at me.
Mute. do like Randy on game day.
Yeah.
Tweet.
I was about to hit send. I was like, this is going to be a lot of Twitter interaction today, and
tweet,
I don't want that.
Mute conversation.
I like people tweeting at me out of nowhere.
Right.
I don't, like, if I tweet something out and then it's responded to, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Tiger sees it. I'm minimizing my chances of golfing with him. You know?
You think you're going to golf with Tiger one day?
Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to have a round. We're going to get out there, me and Tiger.
Now, how long have you been living with this?
Since 97.
How close have you gotten?
No closer. No closer.
So I've been closer to golf with Tiger more than
you. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sure. You're like a celebrity. Yeah. Like, there was probably a chance you may have even almost had to golf with Tiger.
No, there was. I've seen Tiger.
You lived in Florida, in kind of the area.
But I never knew this.
It'll happen someday.
You know,
probably when I'm on the senior PGA Tour, when I'm on the championship.
So you're going to do that? I know you're going to do that.
Yeah, when I retire from this.
I believe you're going to do that.
Yeah, I'm really
golfing, what, three times a year?
Yeah, three times a year. I just got to get to 50, and then I'll be fine. And then at that point, Tiger will be like 60-something,
right.
And then we'll get paired up, and we'll play, and then we'll become best friends.
I believe it.
I just didn't want to jeopardize that.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay, there it is. So
because I always have the big picture in mind, Randy.
Yeah, always have to.
Always have the big picture.
And if you say that you're going to golf with Tiger, bam, Andy's going to golf with Tiger.
It's going to happen.
I know it is.
Happen one of these.
I know it is.
I just like. I wouldn't. I want to play with him on one of those days where he's real hobbled and I could beat him. You know, like Tiger can't swing and he shoots like an 87.
Yeah,
I take him down.
If you.
For like $1,000 or something like that.
And it'd be one of them days where, like, nobody would believe you. Like, you would have a sign of NDA
Or
something like that.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
It would be like when the college kids beat the Dream Team in the first game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that,
we have to throw that footage in the garbage.
I would believe you, though.
No one ever gets to see that
footage. Would believe you.
Anyway, Scottie Scheffler's a free man.
Yeah, he's
out. He's in what? Fifth place currently. Seventh place.
They got Bo Old Rose Shop. Oh, God. They already have it out. Bo just sent the picture.
What is it?
Of the t-shirt.
Oh, right. Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Good, man. You know?
But stop this free Scotty, all right? Okay, Scotty probably didn't interact with any inmates or anything, all right? Scotty just put on the jumpsuit and put on some of them.
Well, what if he plays on Sunday with a black and white stripe, like thick black and white stripe polo?
Perfect.
Just something,
perfect.
Something prison, I mean, related.
Scotty got street cred now. Scotty got dick.
How many golfers?
He got street cred.
Daly's got a little street cred.
Yeah, he just withdrew too. He says that sore thumb.
Sore thumb?
Yeah, that's what.
Scottie Scheffler got arrested.
Yeah, Scotty got that street cred, dog. I mean,
who else? What other golfers have street cred?
Not Tiger. Tiger's running from his wife. No, no, no.
No.
No, no. He got street cred. And I'm just telling you right now, if I'm him, I'm milking this dog. Oh, I just got out. Everywhere I go, how you doing? Man, just got out.
Feels good to be free. Feels good to be free.
Every time somebody comes up to me.
I almost forgot what life was like on the outside.
For the rest of it, yeah,
what did,
man.
What did Red say? The world went and got in a big damn hurry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I bet because they all, you know, golf's a privileged sport or whatever. They all grew up in it. I bet he's telling all kind of jail stories.
Oh, sure he is.
Because you never heard him. So what was it like in there?
This is the most trouble any of those guys have ever gotten in.
So what was it like in there? Huh?
It was tough. Oh,
did you see the gangbangers?
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
Oh.
We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending beyond Scottie Scheffler getting arrested.
You need a shank?
Yeah, a shank is a good thing in prison, not on the golf course.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I guess it's bad in prison, too. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And the Timberwolves are headed to Sunday for their second ever Game 7. Final score, Timberwolves 115, Nuggets 70.
They beat
Man,
the
if,
hell out
if you would have only heard that, like if someone could only play you that yesterday, that was going to be the final score of that game, I would have assumed got arrested on the way to the arena or something like that. Like, there's no explanation for the Denver Nuggets scoring 70 points in an NBA playoff game, an elimination game that would have sent them to the Western Conference Finals, other than what happened in the game, which is Minnesota just flat-out blitzed them, and then they quit. Like,
yes.
Denver quit.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, all right, see you Sunday.
They were down by 50 at one time, but
yes.
Now, how the game started, you're like, uh-oh, this they coming out.
Because it was good.
And then a 20-0 runs in a game?
Yep.
It was a murder, a massacre. But it only counts as one.
That's right.
It counts as
one.
And
that's what Denver
said. Yeah,
like,
it counts as one.
Midway through the third quarter, they were like, all right. Like, we'll just see you Sunday in Denver.
Yeah. Jamal Murray looked banged up and everything like that. But, yeah, they went out there and beat the hell out of Denver. And I was so surprised by it because I thought Denver was going to close it out. I did.
I did, too.
But I'm just telling you right now, like, the way this is set up, going game seven, defending champions with the MVP, and then you got this young boy. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about, and I heard somebody say the other day, how when Michael Jordan became him was game five, Cleveland, at mm-hmm. Cleveland.
Yep.
And that shot over Elo.
Shot on Elo, yep.
Can he, because he has the capabilities of doing and taking over and winning a game seven by himself. He's that skill.
Yep.
But a lot of things that have to go his way. Other contribution, Mike Conley back yesterday.
That was the
– Mike.
Not the biggest
Michael
thing.
Mike Conley being back yesterday.
The biggest thing was the way that the team played defense, like
and
absolute
Carl
psychopath.
Anthony Towns and stayed out of foul trouble.
He stayed out of foul trouble, and he did what he needed to do against Jokic. Like, you're not going to stop him, but – it wasn't embarrassing what he was doing defensively because Jokic actually had a pretty decent first half. I think he had 18 points in the first half. Just no one else could do anything because Minnesota was just suffocating him defensively on the perimeter. They got them back into playing that super sped-up half-court offense that they had them playing in games one and game two. Denver found a way to get more comfortable in the half-court in 3, 4, and 5, and that's why they were able to do so much. Yesterday, Minnesota sped them back up, and they just couldn't deal with it.
Yep.
But, yeah, Conley being back – to just put everybody back in the position that they need to be in. Like, when Conley's on the court, everyone can play the role that they're best fit to play. And that matters a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it just – everybody's in the right spot because he's a great point guard.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how many teams in the NBA today even have a traditional point guard.
Not a lot.
Not many.
Not a lot.
But you see the value of it in moments like that when Conley just sort of – is able to calm everything down. And, okay, now Anthony Edwards is in an easier position to succeed offensively. Now Carl Anthony Towns is in the right place. Obviously, other role players on that team stepped up. Jaden McDaniels had a phenomenal game, 3 of 5 from downtown and played great defense.
Played really good.
But, yeah, I mean, they ended that thing in the first quarter.
I mean, they go on that 20-0 run in the first quarter. Denver was like, all right.
Yeah, man.
We'll see y'all Sunday.
I mean, but whatever. I mean, it's winner take all. It's winner take all. And Denver ain't been in this situation?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, they came back from down 3-1 twice in the bubble.
That's what it was. But that's right.
Everyone says it's the bubble, so it doesn't count. But it counts to me.
It's the same guys. Only people say it don't count because LeBron won a damn title. That's why.
Yeah, it's the same guys.
But they are. I mean, the way they went out there and got after Denver, and I mean, Joker said they spanked us. They really did. There's nothing that you can say. That's a game that you burn the tape.
You don't even need to watch
it. Yeah, we ain't got to watch it.
Yeah, there might be a little – I heard them talking about this last night, like at the end when there was nothing to say about the game because Denver literally scored 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I think Richard Jefferson was like, yeah, you might watch a couple things from the first quarter.
Yeah.
After that, burn it, forget about it, move on. Here's what I hope, though, because how many games – it's a game seven, right?
Yep.
How many games in this series of the six have been good?
None of them.
Game one was okay.
They've been beaten. Both of them have been beating the hell out of each
other. Pretty much. Game two was horrible. Yeah. Game three was horrible. Game four wasn't close, but Ant-Man was really good,
right,
and they played decent defense, and obviously they had to, and then game five was a blowout. Game six was a blowout. I would love a good game. It would be fun. It would be fun to see a good game.
I think it is.
I hope.
I don't want this. I don't think about this game seven. I don't want to come down to some referee crap. I don't want to come down calling an offensive foul or on a screen or some crap like that.
I don't either, but at least that would mean that it's close late.
That's what I'm saying. I want it close.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want it to be turned by some crap.
No, I get it.
That's my thing.
What I want, ideally, because it's Sunday, everybody's going to be watching. Yeah. I want Jokic at his game five best, and I want Ant-Man at his game four best, and I want everyone else at their best, too. And just two, like, legitimately – Denver's a great team. Minnesota might be. But, like, two legitimately top-level teams having a slugfest. Because they haven't done it yet.
No, they have not.
Like, to go to a Game 7 and have there not really be a good game yet is crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
I was sitting there thinking about it. Was like, if you do it, Minnesota wins close when Denver blows them out.
I hope nobody blows anybody out.
I'm with you on that.
Give me a good one. I want Ant-Man to have the ball in his hands under 30 seconds with a chance to take the lead or tie. Because he would – I mean, that he's made for that. I would love that. Anyway, we actually, because of the investigative journalism that is done from 11 to 2, we got our hands – nobody else has this. Scottie Scheffler was arrested this morning. Detained in Louisville.
Detained
and booked and put into a jumpsuit. We actually acquired exclusive audio of Scottie Scheffler arriving at jail. Here it is.
What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. Better get mad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You bad, they don't mess with you.
Do some of these.
Right on. Right.
Pair!
Yeah, all right.
That's right. We bad. Huh? That's right. You don't want no either. That's right. Darn right.
Dude.
Darn right. Dude. I think that was Scotty at the end.
Dude. First of all, one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite duos ever to work together, Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, and that came to mind just a second ago, right before we went to break, about them going into prison and Richard Pryor, like, what are you doing? Be bad, Jack. And I can see Scotty in that thing just like, and somebody go to sit by him, what you in for? And Scotty, it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
it's a misunderstanding.
Creating a nuisance.
Dude, I'm just telling you, man. I think I'm going to laugh all day at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I'm going to laugh. I mean, yeah, I'm going to laugh forever.
Yeah, because it's just one of the things where you're like, this guy, he really got put in the pokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They arrested Scottie Scheffler. At the golf course.
Right there.
Yeah. And took him to jail.
Yes.
And made him put on a jumpsuit.
Yes.
Took his picture.
Yes.
Scottie Scheffler has a mugshot.
Did they print them?
Well, probably. I mean, you got to get him on record. You know, you never know when he might strike again.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Like, he in the system.
He is. He's got a rap sheet now. No, he's one under through four, by the way. He went out and birdied the first hole. He made his tee time. And then bogeyed the second hole, birdied the third hole that he played, and then parred the fourth. So he's one under on the day, which is also amazing because – you know, he got to experience what every amateur golfer gets to experience every time we play, which is get to the course in a rush and have to get to the tee in time just to tee off.
Yeah.
Do I get a little time to warm up? No.
can you move my tee time back? No, you're here. Go tee off. All right.
Because
we're good. Let me stretch real quick.
Yeah, because they say like he was getting like they got this whole morning routine. Obviously, they moved the tee time back already.
Not so, for him, for weather.
Yeah, for the weather. That's what I'm saying. So if they didn't move it, he would have missed.
Oh yeah, he would have missed.
Yeah, he would have missed it.
Yeah, absolutely would have missed it. But now, in that case, maybe they would have moved his tee time because it was. They say that there is a rule for extreme circumstances.
What's extreme about this?
He got arrested. but yeah, I don't know. They didn't have to. They didn't have to exercise that rule. And they were like, "Well, maybe they'll make an exception just to give him more time." No, man. If you're there, and it's your tee time, then you tee off.
Right.
Like people have been late to golf courses before.
How are you late? How are you?
Because you're arrested.
Yeah. I'm like, how are you a PGA player and you late to that?
But, you sleep in. You got drunk the night before. I don't know. They're humans.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
People have showed up late before. About Fred Couples one time, slept through his alarm clock, like woke up in a frenzy, like 20 minutes before his tee time, threw his clothes on, got to the course, hit three golf balls on the tee, on the range. Had like 5 minutes. Shanked one, sliced one, hit one good, and was like, we're good to go. And then he shot a 68.
Yeah, I mean, that's that country boy stretch.
That's that talent.
That's that country boy stretch. Yeah. Well, I don't
even know. You know what it is? You know what it also is? Youth. Yeah. Scotty's 25, so he'll probably be okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
If it was Tiger, he wouldn't have played.
Oh, no.
Tiger needs 9 hours of stretching.
Exactly. We were talking about it yesterday. They're like, how much time does it take Tiger to get ready?
I don't even know.
At least 5 hours.
At least 5 hours.
At least. To just get himself physically. Like, he need to hire Tim Grover. Remember how Tim Grover used to patch up Dwayne Wade for the for the playoffs?
Yeah, probably does.
Yeah, just patch me up. Just get me through this, and then I'll take care of the rest. But I just got to get through the process of it and everything. But, I mean, he's an amazing talent. We know that. He's the best golfer in the world. Been kicking ass for the past, five tournaments?
Yeah.
And so.
And even the Louisville PD not going to be able to slow him down.
They can slow him down.
Because he's currently tied for eighth. Xander Schauffele shot a course record 62 yesterday.
Okay.
It's the second time in, I think, five majors where he shot that in the first round. At the U.S. Open last year, he had a crazy opening round as well.
Does he have any big wins?
He's got big wins.
No, I'm talking about a major. I'm talking about major.
I would say Xander's probably the best player currently that doesn't have one.
Okay.
I don't know, Max Homa, Finau. There's a few.
Right.
But Xander's going to get one eventually. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but he's in good position to do it. But yeah, Scottie Scheffler's 1-under on the day after getting arrested this morning.
There you go.
Tiger shot 1-over yesterday.
Yes.
He finished.
That's all that matters.
That's really all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I don't know that he'll be able to make the cut. We'll see. We'll see where the cut line is at the end of the day.
What do you think it'd be? If you had
these guys are going low, man. Like it's so soft out there.
Yeah.
Like these guys are going to shoot really low scores. So Tiger's going to have to put up a pretty good number today if he's going to make the cut. I don't know where the projected cut line is right now. The Braves are back at it tonight against the Padres at home. Max Fried on the mound versus Matt Waldron. Kind of a weird situation where a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday wraparound four-game series with these guys.
Right.
You'll see Dylan Cease take on Chris Sale on Monday.
Oh, well, man.
That's a good matchup on Monday,
man,
for sure. But, yeah, man, looking forward to the Braves getting back at it tonight and hopefully continuing to play well.
Fried, Elder, and Lopez.
Yeah.
And like you said, Chris Sale. But over the weekend. Lopez is going against Randy Vasquez. I like that name, Randy.
Just a versatile name,
Randy. Yeah, I mean, I met a Chinese Randy.
You did?
Yeah, I met a Chinese Randy. So yeah, it's we everywhere, Andy.
Good. Nothing else is trending. I'm gonna go to break.
Yeah.
What are we gonna say? Oh, okay. I like this topic. Can the Hawks have as productive of an offseason as the Falcons did?
No.
Do we agree the Falcons had a productive offseason, right?
Okay.
Yes. They had one, didn't they?
On paper. How about we just stay on paper? Because ain't nobody played yet.
Okay. Can the Hawks have as productive on paper of an offseason as the Falcons did? Can they?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's get into that next. All right? This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. We're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'd love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into some of the kind of the big highlights from the schedule release earlier this week that we didn't get a chance to get into yesterday. We got a handful of different NFL-related audio as well. We'll get into this Falcons and Hawks conversation in just a minute. Again, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock today. Twin Peaks and Kennesaw, come by and see us a week from yesterday. So Thursday of next week.
Do you really say people?
No, I don't know why I said a week from yesterday. I don't know why I said that. Next Thursday. the next Thursday that happens.
Yes.
I guess I'll just say the date, May 23rd.
Yes.
Yeah, May 23rd.
Yes.
Will be the fifth anniversary of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, and we will be celebrating with you.
Yes.
As many of you as possible. Breaker Breaker has no capacity.
No.
So you can bring as many people as possible to Breaker Breaker. That's where we'll be on Thursday, the 23rd, next Thursday, from 11 to 2. And who knows how long after that, celebrating the fifth anniversary.
Yeah, man.
We'd love to celebrate with you.
Yeah, man. It's awesome, man. And I appreciate my people over at Chattanooga Whiskey, man. Dan just came through and brought me the Founders, the anniversary blend. And so I cannot wait because it seems like – I ain't putting that kind of label. It seemed like a brown liquor day or something. It just seemed like a good Chattanooga whiskey liquor day.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm going to be having me some of that. So I appreciate him. He said he's going to try to stop by Thursday for the anniversary party and everything. But, yeah, like Andy said, I mean, make sure you guys come out. We're going to have a good time, man. And like, as we always say, there is no us without you and our mothers. But, yeah. More details to come about the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the party.
Yeah, I mean, what do you need to know? I mean, we'll be there.
Yeah,
you should be there.
It's going to be have a good time.
What else do you need to know?
Nothing at all.
What other details do you need me to tell you?
Nothing at all.
It's at Breaker Breaker. It's Thursday. Come hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're celebrating 5 years. Hopefully, at least one-third of the way there,
yes.
Right? Because it was always 15 years when we started the journey.
It was.
We've made it a third of the way, which is not nothing. Not a lot of radio shows make it 5 years.
Yeah, man. We made it.
I'm not surprised we made it. We made it 5 years.
Going strong, and hopefully many more years to cover this thing, man. But yesterday, again, because I knew the weather, so wife wanted to – when you were talking, I said, what do you want? She said, she wants fish on the grill. It's like, okay, we'll get some salmon. And so what I've never done on the grill was put it on the little board, the little wood board.
Oh, you've never done that?
Never done it before. Never done it on the grill before. So I went and bought some and everything.
Cedar plank?
Cedar plank, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it like this. And then she sends me a picture of this, what's it called, orange roughly or something. I don't know. It's whitefish. And I'm like, I don't want that. But I knew she wanted to try something. So I let her try it and everything. And so I cooked it up yesterday, Andy, and it was spectacular.
Oh, good.
Yes, because one thing I've never done, and I'm not ashamed of it. I never had fish tacos before. Mm. And so I grilled it up and everything, and she made fish tacos yesterday. And, man, it was so good. Make you want to slap your mama. I'm talking about, dude, it was – now, I had quite a few by the time I started cooking.
That's even better.
Dude, it was unbelievable, the fish tacos.
The problem is that
– it'll never be that way again.
It'll never be that way
again. Yeah, it'll never be that way again.
Prepared, the most perfectly seasoned meals – is when you're right on the verge of not quite remembering because you've had enough we make fish tacos every year when we go to Florida for a week because we always do a day of deep sea fishing.
Right.
So you go out there and get – it's always a white fish. You never know what white fish you're going to get.
Right.
And so we make it every single year, and it's great, but every single year it's different. And my mother-in-law is like, God, it's so good. It tastes a little different than last year. What'd you do? I was like,
I don't know.
I think I had a little more tequila this year
year. It was unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I'll never make it again that way, but I mean, I put my foot in that, seasoned that fish man.
Love to hear that.
The lemon.
Love to hear
and
that.
And it had the cold. The cold was just perfect.
I got a horrible story about what happened to me yesterday, but I'll get into that in the 12 o'clock.
Yeah, because it threw me off.
I still don't entirely understand what happened.
Right.
I'm going to try to lean on some of the expertise of some of our landscapers that are out there, people that sort of do lawns and stuff like this for a living.
Right.
Because I had a real weird thing happen to me. We'll get there in the noon hour. Before we get there, just for the sake of the discussion, can we start with the premise that on paper – the Atlanta Falcons had a productive offseason.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They had questions to answer. First and foremost, what are you going to do leadership-wise?
Yep.
Right? So from that standpoint, they made the choice to move on from Arthur Smith. They went out and got Raheem Morris. Universally, people liked that decision, so you did that. The biggest need they had, without question, was at the quarterback position.
Yes.
They signed the number one free agent at the quarterback position.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They also drafted a quarterback that people like in the first round.
Yes.
But just at the very least, they addressed the biggest need that they had by going out and getting the big fish.
I'm trying to think. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you got another answer. Is he the best free agent quarterback? When's the last time a quarterback of his caliber has been a free agent?
Wasn't Brady a free agent?
There it is.
Like Brady,
there it is. I can remember.
I think he actually became a free agent at the end of the Patriots' tenure.
So it doesn't happen very often. But never mind.
And obviously that's what they needed
right,
to do.
Right, right.
So, again, with all of the stuff that they've done and without getting back into, and we will again at some point, but not today, the drafting of Penix and all of that, whether or not people agree with it, like they addressed a lot of the problems that they had in the offseason, and hopefully it'll translate into winning this season.
Right.
I would say the Falcons probably have more questions than the Hawks did going into this year. I don't know. The Hawks have more questions than the Falcons did.
Right.
Because the Falcons' big question mark was head coach quarterback.
Yes.
The Hawks' question is just sort of what direction do we want to go in? And I guess the Falcons had that too with Arthur Smith and all of that. But, like, they're in a pretty similar spot. Like, 7-10 and 36-46 is pretty similar.
Yeah.
Franchise history-wise, they're pretty similar.
Yep.
I mean, there's been good moments here and good moments there, but by and large, those two franchises are pretty comparable. What do the Hawks need to do over the next couple of months in order for you to feel like you can go into this year and it's going to be at least a winning one the way that you feel that way about the
Falcons? Well, winning still gets you to play in, right?
You got to do better than that, right?
I agree. Like
the goal has to be better than that.
I think that for me, when I look at the Hawks, they have got to figure out what they want to do with this roster before they even pick whoever they pick in June.
The first choice they have to make is between Trey and DeJounte.
Yes, that's the first. Right? That's the first thing they have to do is decide what's going to go on with this roster to bring a player.
So just for argument's sake, just for the example of what it would have taken to be out of the play-in.
Okay.
The Pacers were the sixth seed. They were 47-35.
There we go.
So that's 12 games above 500. The Hawks were 10 games below
500. Is that acceptable?
That's really only 11 more wins. Though.
But it's 11 more wins.
It's 11 more wins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's 11 more wins. I think that that's going to be my first thing is what do they do with this roster? Not even thinking about what's going to go on in June. What are we going to do with this roster? Because it's flawed as hell.
Yep.
All right. You got your best two players can't play together and be successful. We've seen it. It's been 2 years. That's a large enough sample size for me.
Yeah, it's clear. Yes, Those two guys don't work.
It's a large enough sample size for me. So what do you do in that system? I'm not going to put it on. It'll be successful if they get rid of one of them. I'm just saying they got to figure out what to do with that. The next thing they got to do is they got to be able to – they got to get younger as far as getting that Clint Capela. I'm with you. You said this a few months ago about Okongwu. He is who he is.
Yeah.
He's a backup center.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a backup center.
He's fine. He's fine. Like, he's a nice player to have on your roster.
But he's a backup center.
The hope that he's going to develop into something like
Bam or somebody.
Substantially more than that, I feel like
I agree.
No offense to him, but like that's probably just not going to happen. Like 2 years ago, we were told he was going to come back with a jump shot, and he just hasn't.
Right.
Like he shoots more from the perimeter, but there's a difference between shooting from the perimeter and actually having a jump shot, and he doesn't have one. So that's what it is. I mean, he plays okay defense, and he's tough and all that kind of stuff, but he's relatively undersized if he was going to be your starting center. So, yeah, like I'll roll with him as my backup.
Yes.
But if another team asks for him as an add-on in a trade that involves DeJounte or DeAndre Hunter or whatever, sure.
Yeah.
Like if that's what it takes for me to get something of value in my starting lineup going into next year, sure.
Let me give you this question because let's say they do keep Trey.
Which
I think they will.
I think they will.
I think they will too. But can Jalen Johnson be the focal point of this team?
No.
Is it because of money?
No, it's – I mean, Trey will be the focal point.
No, what I'm asking the question, could they? Could Jalen Johnson, from the potential that we saw, the growth that we saw, him going to another year, thinking that he might take another level?
Do you
another
mean
level.
without Trey?
No, I'm saying, could he be the number one on this team with Trey?
No.
And not take away the max money?
No, I'm not worried about
that. Okay.
If Trey's on the team, Trey's the number one, period. Like, Trey's the focal point of the offense if Trey's on the team.
Okay, I'm just asking, because, like, Jalen, he showed that he can be versatile, shoot, all those things you want. He has that capability. He has the size. He has everything that you need in a star player.
Yeah. No, I think Jalen Johnson is a part of the future, and I think he's a really good player. Right. I don't know how good.
That's what I'm asking.
We'll see.
If it's to get to a point where he can be like that.
I just don't view him
that way, though.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what he can be. What I'm saying is, if Trae Young is on this basketball team, the Trae Young – is the nucleus.
No, I agree. I was just asking.
So maybe he can be the two
Robin.
Or honestly, and this is really, to me, the crux of all of it is you keep the number one pick, you draft Alex Saar or whoever, that's fine. Hopefully that guy develops into an incredible defensive player and a piece that you need.
Right.
The only way this team goes from where they are right now to being just not just 11 wins better, but like being legitimately competitive in the Eastern Conference to get back to Eastern Conference Finals and stuff like that, is if Trey is the second best player.
I agree.
So, like, is that Donovan Mitchell? I don't know. Is Donovan Mitchell even – when Trey's at his best, is who's better? Like, probably Donovan Mitchell offensively, but if you have those guys in a backcourt, that's the worst defensive backcourt
in the NBA. They're small. You can't hide both of them.
You're probably not going to be able to go – you know, again, just sort of keeping – with the Falcons comparison here, like, you're probably not going to be able to get the best available option for what you need, which is what the Falcons did.
Right.
The Falcons got the quarterback who was the number one free agent option, paid him all the money, and got him to come here. I mean, Paul George, I guess, would be that probably, but that would mean Paul George would have to pick you.
Right.
And that just has never happened before.
Yes.
That'd be cool. Like, I, if that's what happened, sign me up for that. And you put him in that offense with Trey and Jalen Johnson and the first-round draft pick and all that stuff, and then you kind of roll with it and see what happens. But that's why my overall answer to this question is, can the Hawks' offseason be as productive on paper as the Falcons? Probably not.
Probably not.
It probably can't, just because the Falcons were able to go out there and – fix the biggest issue they had with the best guy.
Is there a biggest
issue the Hawks have is wing. Is,
that's what I'm saying. Because they I saw a picture. They Landry and Coach and I guess Culver. They were over in France looking at the wing player. Now, is he a true wing? I don't know how to say his name, so I don't want to butcher his name. But I'm not talking about Sarp, talking about the other guy from France.
I know you're not asking me if this French guy is going to be a star in the NBA.
I'm not asking
that.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
What is he? He's 6'10". Is he a post player? Is he a stretch four? What is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But that's the thing right there. If they could find a way to go out there and make a splash.
He's a wing. He's a 6'10 wing. That's what he is.
Okay.
Now, I mean.
I know. Is he great?
I know. I don't know.
But like I said, and the odds of this happening are really, really slim. But if they can go get Paul George, it'd be like Kirk Cousins coming to the Falcons.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That would be the comparison.
Yes.
But that's what it would have to be in order. But then again, you know, there's the same pitfalls or worries there as well. Like, he's not young.
He's the same age as Kirk.
Yeah.
Damn near.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. And again, that just all comes back to the original point for me of the Hawks have painted themselves into a really complicated corner. There's a way out of it. I don't know exactly what the way out of it is.
Hold on. There's a way out of it, but their track record ain't giving it to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's the other part.
Yeah, their track record ain't giving it.
That's the other part of it is, do you trust the guys that painted themselves into a corner to somehow get themselves out of it?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
I hope they do.
We'll see. Shout out to Jared. He has some 1800.
Oh, good.
Tequila.
That's nice.
Good stuff.
That's a good tequila.
Good stuff. Real quick. Jason said, we need to trade DJ and Big O for Brandon Ingram. I work with Brandon Ingram.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Ingram would be good.
Yeah, Brandon would be perfect.
But what was his suggestion?
This is from Jason Walker. He said that trade DJ and O, Big O, for Brandon Ingram, and then draft Sar. I love Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I like Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, he feels a big-ass need for you.
Yeah.
Wing scoring, can defend a little bit.
A little bit.
A great defender.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
You'd have to then go find somebody who plays the two or three or something like that that's just the best defender of that position in the NBA. Because then you'd have Trey, Brandon
Who's out
Ingram.
There?
I don't know. you'd have to find somebody.
Go find somebody.
Because that's what Sar is supposed to be. So Sar is supposed to be an elite defensive player from day one. Hopefully he develops into some other stuff. But
I don't need no developers, man.
Well, he's 19. He's going to be a developer. I mean, it is. What?
When I was 19, I was still raw.
When I was 19, I was an idiot.
Yeah, I was still wrong.
All right, we'll come back and get to it.
The T-shirts are out of the course, Andy.
Good.
They already got them out there.
Good, good. Make your money. Make your money on Scotty getting arrested. Damn, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.